My name is Marilyn Pastorelli.
Tina Belts.
Jackie Willis.
All right. What can you explain how far along you are in the process, the fundraising process for the statue?
What we started about 5 years ago, we formed a committee to investigate doing a statue to honor women to be placed in Chandler Park. We've been meeting for doing fundraisers for this past year. We've made a lot of progress, and we're very fortunate to have Jackie Willis here with us, who is a professor at Bradley University in Peoria. She was the artist selected to do our sculpture. And here at Heritage Days, we have a 14-inch bronze statue called a maquette on display. Our final rendition will be, hopefully we can raise enough money to have a 5-foot finished statue in the park. And Tina Bells, our other co-chair, has been also working very hard for getting this ready for Heritage Days. We are working with Lackey Monuments up in, they have an office in Macomb and also in Galesburg. They have a rendition of what the patio will be with the base, and the statue will be placed on top of the base over in Chandler Park.
And when you say you're co-chairs of what group or committee?
Okay, we're co-chairs. Tina Bells and I are co-chair of the McDonough County Social Service Memorial Committee, which is a committee out of the Macomb Woman's Club.
All right. How far along are you in the fundraising for this?
We have started. We've been doing fundraisers for about a year. We have about 20% of the money raised that we will need for the final project. Just this week, have our brochures printed. We've been passing those out. We have bricks for people, gray granite bricks for people to buy and have their names engraved, or they could have the brick engraved with in memory of someone that they've lost, or they could put their name on it, or they could put happy birthday to somebody. And we have 4x8-inch bricks that are $100. We have 8x8-inch bricks that will have 6 lines of engraving, and those are going to be $500. We have a $1,000 contribution. The name will be placed on a black strip of granite, which is absolutely beautiful. $2,500 donation will be a black granite bench, which is gorgeous. The names could be engraved on the top of the bench, or they could be on the sides of the bench, whatever people prefer. We also have a $5,000 contribution, and those names will be engraved on the black granite base below the statue.
Do you have a goal for when you would like to have this completed?
Yes, we would like to, of course, finish in a year, but I foresee we'll be fundraising for at least 1, maybe 2 years. And then when we decide on the size of the statue, it will take a year from that date to the completion, and then we'd be able to erect that in the park.
Do you need to have all the fundraising done before you proceed with the next step, or can you take care of some things while you continue fundraising?
Right. No, we will continue fundraising, and we hope to start the patio surround soon, probably this summer, and then we will continue fundraising even after we have a pretty good idea of the size of the statue, whether it be 6 foot, 5 foot, depending on what we foresee as our success in fundraising.
And are you raising much during Heritage Days here? You have some prime real estate here. How's this going for you today?
Well, we have some prime real estate. We're want to thank Bruce Biagini and Kevin Brahini for allowing us to place our tent on their lot, which is across the street from the southwest corner of Chandler Park. Good location. We are selling root beer floats. We are selling ice cream sundaes, and today, after the parade, water has been a popular item. So we're seeing a lot of friends come by, and we're giving them brochures and showing them the maquette of Jackie's beautiful statue. And people are sitting down having a root beer float and ice cream sundaes and having a good time.
Are you selling any bricks or anything like that, any of the items that will go as part of this?
Oh, yes, we're selling bricks. We have the order forms, and people are filling out the order forms with the words that they want engraved on their bricks. So, yes, we're in action.
All right. Are you selling any of those today? Have you made any sales?
Yes, we have. We've started. Yes, we've started. We're ready for engraving.
Quite a few people have taken order forms with them because they are celebrating today, and they'll take them home with them and return them, send them back to the museum for us to make the bricks.
All right, Jackie, what can you tell us about the piece?
The maquette that we have on display right now is bronze, and that's what we're going to be using for the full-size piece. It's depicted with roses on the hat, and the roses are a form of symbol of women. And what I did for the roses is I have small buds all the way to the well-developed rose, which is the stages of women's lives. And I felt that that was something that needed to be shown on this because, you know, in the early 1900s, not only was it adult women, but it was also the children that were needing protection rights and equal rights in the workforce and such. And but I did stay with a little girl behind because that's the next generation of women that we're trying to protect when we were going through this movement. That what are they going to have if I don't put my foot forward and fix the problems? And she's also holding a little cat, and that's another symbol of female intuition. So it's a very feminine piece, and the swirls that are going around depict wind, and she is facing a storm with the hat going into the wind and the swirls, and she's defiant that she's going to get through it, and she's going to protect the young ones that are behind her.
How do you come up with something like that? Do they offer suggestions? Do they do a little stick drawing or anything like that for you to work off? How did you come up with this?
Our first meeting, I like to listen. And the women in this group have very strong emotions, and they have opinions that they knew what they wanted in this sculpture. And I listened. I took it all in. And then I started telling them what I was seeing, and together we came up with the concept. So then I took that from what I had gathered from that discussion and then put it into clay. First I made a smaller maquette than this. I told the girls they needed a bigger one, so I went ahead and made a bigger one. That took me about 55 hours to get that little guy up to standard. So. But I am very happy and pleased to be part of this. It's a thrill and honor.
And what did each of you think when you saw what she came up with?
It gave me goosebumps when I first saw it. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful rendition of exactly what we were looking for. The whole committee of the memorial committee of 10 were very impressed when they saw it, and when it was presented to the Women's Club, it was voted in unanimously to be our representation to the park.
When I first saw the clay model, I thought it was just awesome. It depicted everything that we were explaining to Jackie, what our original thoughts were, and then when we saw the pictures of the wax model, which is, well, it's not the next step, but the next step that we saw, I thought, oh, it's even getting better. And then when we saw the bronze, which when it was delivered, it was just awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So when do you proceed? When do you take the next step?
I can't take a step till they tell me how big. If they knew for sure they needed a 5-footer, then I could start welding the stick frame together and slapping on 500 pounds of clay and start to work on it. But we need those funds, we need those donations, so they can give me the go-ahead. Because it will take me a whole year. It will take me a whole year to get this piece done, from clay to rubber mold, ceramic shell, molding, everything. Oh, and I'd like to see this happen as soon as possible.
And you will do this in pieces, as I understand, because you're based in Peoria. You're not going to
When I pour bronze, I'm only allowed to pour 100 pounds at a time. And so, since this piece is going to be well over, I'm going to need to cut it into pieces. And then I'll have to weld it all back together, and then I'll have to reshape all the designs and everything that was going on in it. You'll never see them, but that's what I have to do for it.
Is that stuff you would do once you take it to the site, or where do you do all that?
I do this at the Bradley University Foundry. It helps our students learn about the process of how it is to be a professional sculptor, and I'm more than willing to help them learn, because it's a lot of trial and error, and I want to show them how to do it. So while they're taking studies with me, I am right inside that studio putting a clay together, showing what rubber mold's all about, mother molds, ceramic shell, everything. So they get to learn it with me. Oh, it's a win-win.
All right. Am I missing anything? Is there anything you want to add? You think people should know about this?
Yes, we are also selling similar of the 14-inch maquettes that we have here today. We'll take an order for that. It would take a while for it to be made. It will be a limited edition of, we are only selling 25, and then the mold will be broken. And that will be a major part of our fundraising. We hope a lot of people want to own a piece of the history of Macomb and have this maquette to pass down to generations, and the bronze statue will be in the park for years and years and years.
How large will those maquettes be?
They are 14 inches, and then they are on a granite black base. Very attractive.
Those will be bronze or clay?
Yes, they are bronze.
All right.